Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. Baruch Atah Adonai, blessed are you Adonai. There is the sound of an abundance of rain. God's victory is now seen. Hallelujah. I declare God's anointed one has stood as Cyrus, and now he shall come forth as God's David. Almighty God has a purpose and a plan for President 45, and it comes forth now. Gather the oil that the Holy Spirit gave you while you stood against the unbelief and lies. That oil is precious. You were squeezed to produce that Holy Spirit oil. Keep it in your lamp. You stood in faith to produce that Holy Spirit oil. Keep it in your lamp. Maybe that is why Jesus said, "When I come back, will I find faith on the earth?" You have been separated from the goats. Every one of us had a chance to prophesy that our God would be victorious. I certainly hope that you took that opportunity to be a part of the prophetic voice that went around the world declaring the glory of the Lord. Scripture instructs, fear God, not man. I encourage you to stay in the peace of God, which passes all understanding, to garrison your heart and mind, and your mind, in Christ Jesus, especially now that we can see the hand of our God moving. The enemy is going down. The enemy is crumbling. The enemy is falling. There is a sound of an abundance of rain worldwide. Yes, we can be excited. Yes, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked way and seek my face, yes, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin and heal their land. Hallelujah! God's way of doing things still works. I declare, let there be light in your life right now. I declare, let there be the peace of God in your life right now. Amen. I challenge you to be big and bold, for we have been shaken for such a time as this. I will say that again. For we have been shaken for such a time as this. We are in the greatest season ever. I declare with Scripture that about this time tomorrow, even more breakthrough will be seen. We will see it with our own eyes. Lift up your tahila. Tahila means glory and praise. Lift up God's glory and God will inhabit your praise. Lord, we thank you that we can see the destruction of the self-appointed. We rejoice that we can see those who use their own media to self-proclaim themselves are falling apart in their own lies. We rejoice that we see the enemy scatter. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Lift up your tahila, your inside praise. Tahila is mentioned about 57 times in the Old Testament. Now is the time to lift up your inside praise, your worship power. Our true praise, our true worship brings forth true repentance. And repentance is a part of revival. But most of all, it brings reverential fear of Almighty God and that reverential fear keeps us in our place. The Bible shows us that there can be a pattern to events, and usually after a storm, there is a breakthrough, there is a change. One meaning of gross darkness is falsehood. And boy, did we experience falsehood. And now God has changed it. I declare that the Lord will bring forth righteous judges to rule this land. My brothers and sisters, I call you forth to continue to fight the good fight. Remember, we now know the tactics of the enemy. We have seen it with our own eyes. As the truth about the lies of the enemy are undeniably exposed, the enemy might try to manufacture distraction. They might try to manufacture chaos, just like they did before. Just like they did before. Remember, we have all experienced it. We know what they will try to do in retaliation of their lies being exposed. That is why I encourage us to know the truth, and the truth will make us free. That is why I encourage you to be hot, not lukewarm. I'll say that again. I encourage you to be hot for Jesus, not lukewarm. I encourage you to be a Caleb. Ask for your mountain. I encourage you to be a Joshua. You are not just a youth. Satan's plans are falling. Drink of God. Satan's plans are falling. Eat of God. Eat of God's truth. Eat of God's power. And eat of God's glory. You know that even after this program, Satan will try and come and make you doubt again. That is his job. That is what he does. But now we can see change. We see Satan's plans falling. Look what the Lord has done. God, Almighty God, has fulfilled his word. Satan is having to swallow his own vomit. They are backbiting and backtracking on their words. He said, she said, no, he did it, she did it. Satan's media is babbling. I declare Joel chapter 3 verse 16. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be the hope of his people. So let us stay with the truth of God's word. As we mentioned earlier, words that he has specifically given us. I believe he has given specific words to the listeners of this program. I remember the Lord said to me, encourage those who are listening to these programs. And he encouraged us to keep saying them, lest we forget. Lest we forget was his words. Psalm 23, Psalm 91, Psalm 121, and the Lord's Prayer. And like I says, I believe if you are a listener to this program, he wants these psalms grounded in you so that they are on the tip of your tongue, so that your mouth will be as the pen of a ready writer. Hallelujah. And I have learned a new Jewish word. By now, you must know that I love the sound of the Hebrew language. I just love the way it sounds. And if it was good enough for Jesus, then I am bold enough to say it's good for me too. Pagah is the word. Pagah, to create a meeting. When we pray in intercession, we pagah, we create a meeting. And I pray that Holy Spirit will create in us many opportunities to pagah. So let's pagah now. Let's take a look at Psalm 23. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter which version you look at it in. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. That first line is a declaration in itself that goes on for eternity. The Lord, not any Lord, the Lord is, not maybe, is my shepherd. That is specific. It's a declaration of who God is, where he is, and who he belongs to. The Lord is my shepherd. That's a battle cry. That's a battle stance. You have to put your shoulders back when you say that. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That is a prophecy. That is a declaration. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He makes me, no matter where I am, no matter how shaky I am, he makes me. He takes hold of me gently and he says, rest. He makes me lie down in green pastures. And then he leads me beside still waters, where it's calm, where it's peaceful, where I can be refreshed, where it's just me and him. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Would you like to say the rest of that psalm with me? Let's start from the beginning. Let's declare it together. Here we go. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, yea, though I walk through a pestilence, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you would like that place to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, and if you haven't received Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you would like to do that right now, would you please say these words with me? Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, and I believe that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sins. I receive that right now, and I repent of my sins. I turn away from them, and I say I am sorry, and I ask you, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life, and be my Lord and my Savior. Holy Spirit, fill me completely now. Leave no room for the enemy. And Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen and amen. So Lord, we lift up your name. We continue to praise you. We thank you. We glorify you. We worship you. We praise you with all that we are. And we ask you, Lord, to continue to use us. Continue to hold us, continue to keep us. We declare your name, we declare your glory. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you reign supreme. You are the great I Am. You are Abba. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485. Take my life and let it